So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest, I believe The Erica Glessing Show is in India. I believe that's where we are. Is that correct? And welcome to Kashik Bansal. Hi, Kashik.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for connecting. Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
Yeah, and where are you in the world?
I'm in the capital city of India, Delhi. Uh-huh.
Okay, Delhi. I never knew if you said Delhi or Delhi.
Delhi. yeah, it spells like that.
Yeah. So, what time of year is it? Is it fall?
It's about 8:15 here.
Uh huh. Okay. Is it summer or fall weather? Do you know?
Yeah, it's kind of fall weather. Uh-huh. Nowadays, even the weather has shifted, even in this part of the world, like in UK, my friends keep on telling me. So it's still, you can't see autumn setting in much, still very green, and the monsoon has just kind of stopped.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I love that my podcast goes to so many countries. So I believe yesterday I was talking to someone in I think she was in Sweden. Yeah, yesterday. And then last week we were in Germany. So,
wow, it's so such fabulous opportunity you've created actually for yourself.
So tell me a little bit about your background in healing and then your shift into sort of the entrepreneur world.
Sure. So the story goes back about 20 years ago. I was in college doing my graduation. And off and on, there were classes getting canceled, and we used to take this opportunity to go out with friends, have lots of fun. But after doing all this for a few months, I got so bored, and then I was seeking for something, and I met this first mentor of mine in the healing energy world, and he helped me. Join him for sessions. In few days, I'd learned some first few levels of Reiki first, and it was such a beautiful experience. You felt that your life was so much more worthy, and people walking in with pain, walking in with difficulties, and walking out smiling. Within few minutes of a session, you would see people snoring. It was so beautiful.
So you got kind of, you got woken up to a new way of being?
Sorry?
You kind of became aware of a new way of being in the world?
Absolutely. It was just so magical. And I told my family that this is what it is. And for the rest of my life, I'm going to do this. And my parents, my close buddies, they all were like, my God, what is this guy up to? And... they were so scared and they were so worried for me. And I said, no, I will leave my college. I don't want to even complete my college. And morning to evening, this is what I'm going to do. Because I could see that the benefit people had. And one of my uncles, he said that even if you go to a jail, a graduate gets a better treatment. So, and he convinced me to complete my graduation.
I didn't understand that.
I was so adamant to pursue healing for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That finally one uncle of mine, he said that even if you are in jail, a graduate gets a much better treatment.
So you went back
to finally,
college?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Then after that... I had a huge hesitation in charging money, the energy exchange bit. So then I decided I'll do my professional career first. Started with a job in a corporate and still felt very hollow, incomplete. And then decided I'll probably make it big in the corporate and have enough money and start doing healings. But now I am at a stage where in professional life, where I quit my corporate career and got into business in 2003-2004 and went through lots of ups and downs in my entrepreneurship as well. And the first time I took a full-time business opportunity, it did well, but it was a partnership business. It bombed. Then I left, again went back to job, worked for a few years, and this time with a better backup for about 1 year's salary or 1 year's survival money I saved up, and then kind of again got back into business.
So tell me if you're a new entrepreneur, for someone who's just starting out that would like to leave their corporate, would like to leave their career, and they'd like to do healing work full time, what's something that you learned that could help them?
The biggest and the most crucial thing is you have to believe in yourself, be guided by the energy. Today is a time where people make money and survive, in fact thrive. I won't even say survive, they thrive doing anything and everything.
That's
you
true.
Have to be passionate about what you have to do, and if you have the desire to make a difference in people's life, God is sitting out there and he will never let you fail. I promise you that you will never go hungry. And if you look at the world, there is still about 1/10 of the people who go hungry. They don't even get proper 2 meals or 3 meals a day. So I don't think a healer will anyway be in that kind of a situation. In fact, what I would share my experience is that we did not have a house. And when I was doing healings, I paid my master's fee with my healing. And we were fortunate to find a house at maybe 30% the market price. So though I might not have made big money in healing, but I kind of got compensated and I got covered. So you don't know how the energy responds. Just focus on giving, give, and follow your passion, and that's it.
Yeah, I think for me, like always doing something that I really love doing, like changing the world, doing something I really love doing, that's always been something sort of core, you know, like being able to write and being able to do the podcasts and just being able to change the world, being me. That's always been something I've valued. So what else would you like to share with my audience? Do you have some exciting or interesting wealth information you'd like to share?
The one more thing that I have learned as a healer, as a professional healer or a healer entrepreneur is follow the system. So many times in this journey of over 20 years of healing, I would like to, I would love to do my own thing. I would want to be innovative and creative, but it bombed because I did not have a system. So once you have a system, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you will get results. So you just have to have patience. Don't have any hesitation in charging because you do give something. Healing is something, it is not tangible. You can make it tangible. Give a small giveaway, give a crystal ball after healing sessions, or give a small prayer, a daily prayer kind of a thing, till they meet you next time. So you can attach some tangible along with the intangible hard work that we all do. And I think you will rock. I mean, there will be endless business always.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm so glad you could take the time from your busy life, Kashik, to come to the Erica Glessing Show and tell my audience how we can find out more and connect with you.
Sure, you can connect me on Facebook. Just go on Healing Hands with Kashik and you'll be able to connect with me. Thank you so much for this great opportunity to connect with people.
Aww.